Hi, this is Steve from Survive to Thrive Radio Network. We hope you're finding the information on the Survive to Thrive radio program both beneficial and informative. Fridays will bring you replays of my most popular shows with occasional live appearances. We have our lineup for the rest of the week of talk show hosts together to give you the best information and points of view available on the radio. They're certainly the most pertinent and timely. Monday's Darren is on with his show Radical Health. Steve St. Clair and Darren are on Wednesday with Health Freedom. Russ Dizdar is on Tuesdays with Shatter the Darkness, and Hawks Talon is on Thursdays, and me on Fridays. So stay tuned to SurviveToThriveNetwork.com, or you can go to SteveQuayle.com. Click on the radio Listen Live at the top of the page of SteveQuayle.com to bring you to all the new sites, and especially to be able to click on the important radio information. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, in these trying times, it's incredibly important to stay healthy. Keep yourself well-nourished with organic fruits and vegetables, and remember to take Enerfood every day without fail. Drinking a healthy smoothie with Enerfood and coconut milk powder from EnerHealth Botanical provides you with easily absorbable nutrition from superfoods that are densely packed with essential nutrients, all of which support optimal health. The guys at EnerHealth continue to offer special pricing to our listeners. They also offer the Survival Pack and Herbal Emergency Packs, as well as their tasty immune-supporting coffee, Nutra Cafe, and their hot cocoa blend, Coco Mojo, which is one of my wife's favorites, both infused with immune-strengthening medicinal mushrooms. Now, they're wonderfully flavorful and very, very healthy. Check out all their specials at SurviveToThrive.net or click on the EnerHealth banner at SteveQuayle.com. In fact, listen, these guys have one of the best deals I've ever seen. They have their immune pack, which is one Enerfood, one coconut milk powder, and their daily immune support, which is on sale for $99.99. You save $32. Their Nutra Cafe is also on special this week, and it costs only $10.99. In addition, they are still offering 15% off on cases, and 10% you get just by being one of our listeners. That's a 25% discount, ladies and gentlemen. Never forget, your body is your most important possession, and its optimal health stays very dependent upon being well hydrated with pure water. Now, the guys at Enerfood are selling the Big Berkey water filters, and you can call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238 to order any of their health specials or the Big Berkey water filter. What will you aid in achieving the best health possible is to stay informed. And never forget, everyone, that your body's the temple. Give it pure foods and beverages as God nature intended, and see your body, mind, and spirit once again enjoying the joyful state of health that is a blessing.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Greetings, my friends. Welcome to today's program. Today is October the 1st, 2010, the year of our Lord. My name is Nathan Liel, and my website is watchmanscry.com. Please write that down for those of you that are taking notes. You may need it later. Today is my third time hosting this program for Steve Quayle, and I invite you to listen in on the next hour where we are going to talk about things that you will not hear on mainstream TV news or on Prosperity Gospel TV. In this program, we are going to talk about reality and things that really matter. I'm going to share information that you need to be thinking about. Information that is vital for you to possess for your future and for your family's future. What kind of voice am I? I am a voice of the nitty-gritty. I am a voice of food for thought. What's that? One word, folks. Reality. What's reality? Well, my friends, reality is you having to get out of bed every morning and go to work. Reality is having to put gas in your car. Reality is that thing staring you in the face that says, ignore me all you want, I'm not going away. Reality is that part of life that still shows up whether he is welcomed or not. Reality has no feelings, and he does not care what you think of him, because no matter how much you protest, reality will say to you, so what? I'm not leaving. My friends, no matter how rich and powerful you may be, reality will always show up and crash your party. And right now, reality is about to throw a party of his own. Well, perhaps party is the wrong word. It's going to be a crusade. A huge crusade. And folks, it will be a celebration where he will get revenge on all of those who denied him. So while reality is busy making plans to show up at your house, I wonder, what kind of plans are you making? Have you started? Are they good plans? Are they foolproof? You may be asking, well, what kind of plans should I have? Well, my friends, that is a very good question. And here's the answer. Your plans should enable you to face that unwelcome guest, reality, and his brothers. Yes, that's right, folks. Reality has a big family. And some of their names are financial reality, physical reality, spiritual reality, and there are many more facets in the family of reality. And in this life, if you are an adult, you must face this beast. Everyone has to. And folks, you can do it if you have the right tools. So what are the tools? There are several, but a good one is honesty and willingness to open your eyeballs and survey reality. That's a good start. So on today's program, we will examine several categories of reality. In the first half of the program, we're going to look at what we are facing. We're going to look at the things that are not going to go away, no matter how much anybody kicks and screams. We're going to look at things that the TV news is ignoring. We're going to look at things that the prosperity gospel pulpits are ignoring. We're going to also look at the things that many sleeping Americans are ignoring. And after the break, we're going to examine another type of reality. I'm going to share some things that are coming and what to do about it. Again, my friends, my website is watchmanscry.com. That's WATCHMANSCRY.com. My friends, I know that many of you are very smart. I know that this audience has been around a long time, and you're striving to learn many things. So I do not have to shout and scream and try to convince you that right now we are witnessing the demise of a nation. We are seeing America get conquered before our very eyes and invaded from within. She's on life support. She is in ICU. America, the once great nation that was made out of stone and mortar, has now become a house of cards. And it is sad to observe these things happen. It is very frustrating. And many of you are having a very hard time witnessing this thing. And folks, I find no pleasure in talking about these things. However, we still must face these things. Because every one of us that are alive right now have the unfortunate privilege of witnessing the collapse of a once great nation. Another part of reality that all of us must face is that this demise of America is not complete. There are more chapters that lie ahead. And each chapter is going to continue the decomposition of our beloved home. Folks, I'm a Christian. I love God. Jesus is my Lord. And I talk to Him a lot. And through the prophetic gifts, God has allowed me to witness and to see some of the things that are coming in America's future. These things are not pleasant. And God has also told me that I must warn the world, that I must let everybody know what's coming so that they can prepare, so that they can have their opportunity to get right with their Maker and their Creator. My friends, I'm talking about you. In our future, we are going to see America become more famished. And when I say America, I'm talking about her citizens. I'm talking about some of you. I'm talking about me. Reality is going to come to America, and many people will find themselves weakened, broken, and then the darkest hour will arrive over America. Because God has also revealed that in America's future, we are going to see her attacked. We are going to see war come to the land of America. We are going to see America invaded, cities laid waste, and become desolate. Now, I do not know when those things are coming, but I want to share with all of you, you need to know about them. These things are part of reality's future, and denying them will not make them go away. Every one of us must do everything we can to become ready. My friends, there's a very good chance that many of you have family members that are depending on you. You have loved ones that are depending on you to be the strong one, to be the informed one, to know what's going on, to have the knowledge and the understanding so that you can comfort them and guide them and lead them. Many decisions are going to be made by all of you in the future. Life-changing decisions are going to be made by you. And these things will not happen to the double-minded person or to the person that cannot commit to prepare, because preparation takes sacrifice. And every one of us must be willing to pay that price of preparation, to sacrifice whatever it takes to be ready. Now, as I said, we are facing reality. No matter how unwelcome he is, he's not leaving. And reality is that relative who shows up unexpectedly. His RV is parked in your driveway, and he let the air out of all of his tires. He's not leaving. So folks, let's be grown-ups, and let's examine what's coming. Now, today is October the 1st. We are already in autumn, the final quarter of 2010. So in the next few months, I expect to see a continued decomposition of our economy. That's the only way to put it, folks. Our economy is going to rot on the bone. The meat and the health of America is atrophied, and soon there will be no life in it. And then it will become food for the vultures of this world. Other nations are going to come here and plunder America. But already, this plundering has begun. Our current economy is a shell game. This economy is a fraud. The so-called recovery is a charade. It is window dressing. And the purpose of this false recovery is to lick the bowl of the remaining assets of the average person that is out there. My friends, please do not believe it when the news reporter says that we're in recovery. It's not true. We are still mired in the beginnings of the super depression. It is here, folks. And every time you hear the term bailout or QE, how many of you have heard that word? Quantitative easing. Just think wealth transference. Every dollar that is printed out of thin air by the Federal Reserve is really funny money made from Kinko's. It is enslaving the future of this nation. It is enslaving our children and our grandchildren. The debt that they are creating right now to keep the economy afloat is impossible to pay back, folks. This is reality. And the math does not lie, my friends. Other nations have tried to do this, and we saw their fate. We saw the Weimar Republic attempt this catastrophe. And we've seen the pictures. We have seen the images. And we've heard the stories of wheelbarrows full of money just to buy bread. When this crisis first began over 2 years ago, individuals in power took it upon themselves to stick their finger in the proverbial dike. But new leaks are springing. That cartoon that we have all seen is occurring. Mr. Timothy Geithner believes that a finger in the dike is going to stop this catastrophe. He knows it's not. Helicopter Ben Bernanke also knows that it cannot happen. But how amazing is it, folks, that the average American believes that Lucy can stop the pies from falling off of the conveyor belt in a timely manner, when in fact, Lucy has slippery fingers. Lucy is clumsy. Folks, it is an open illusion, lie, charade occurring before our very eyes. And today, as we find ourselves at the end of 2010, there are so many volatile compounds that are together right now in the great laboratory experiment scheme. So here we are, October 2010, and the trigger events are lining up right in front of us. And these events are going to be the catalyst to change every one of your lives, folks. Now, just because the Dow and just because the stockade market reports rallies and recovery, it is a lie, folks. It is being propped up by the notables, the bank robbers in their fancy suits, the plunge protection team. They are holding it up temporarily until all the chess pieces are in the correct order. And then they will no longer prop up the false stock market. And the next leg down of the coming crash is going to rival and surpass what America went through in the 30s. Folks, this is reality. Food stamps continue to hit record highs. More families are pouring into the system. They go into those programs as broken Americans, and they come out of that program with that card in their pocket as dependent Americans, dependent on the system, dependent on Uncle Sam. And we're watching the income gap between the very, very rich and the very poor grow wider and wider. as we witness the shredding of the once strong middle class of America. Americans are no longer making the incomes that they used to. Salaries are falling. Hourly wages are falling. But that, my friends, is the new reality of America. And after all, why wouldn't it be? Second and third world countries traditionally have very low wages. And you know, folks, as I examine the landscape and as I am witnessing what's happening with the demise of America, I find myself wondering how long this charade's going to go on. Is it just for the next few months? I wonder about this, folks, because it's very evident that the elite of this world want their new world order. We have all heard the sound bites. It is beyond debate that the new world order is the unwelcome future of this world. Some of you have been watching this happen for years, for many, many years. I don't have to teach you about it. Reality is staring us in the face. And for the person that is aware and the person willing to look behind the curtains, it is very easy to see that all of these events with the demise of the dollar are engineered events. There is great planning going on behind these things. There are schemers that have worked in a gallery of evil sorcery to come up with these plans. So behind the curtain, we have the elite engineering this financial Armageddon. And on the surface, how amazing is it that as it takes place, the average American has no clue that it's taking place. The only thing that he knows is he doesn't have a job. Food is becoming more expensive and that cereal boxes are shrinking. But they really don't care because as long as the iPod earbuds are in their ear, they're happy and content. My friends, for several years, God has allowed me to see the things that are coming. And I have put articles up on my website and posted prophetic words of what's coming down the train tracks. In the last several programs, I have shared a few of them. But one of the big ones is that eventually the dollar is going to die. The dollar is going to be abandoned as the world's reserve currency. And we are right on schedule for that to happen. And I am finding it very interesting. A lot of you have been emailing me stories that are showing that this thing is right on schedule. Some of the biggest banks in the world have already begun to train corporations and countries how to begin using the Chinese renminbi, the yuan. And just in the last several days, another story has come on the forefront about a trade war has begun with China. The House Ways and Means Committee has already approved a bill which could lead to trade penalties with Chinese goods. And the United States has already started increasing tariffs on many Chinese imports. China is not too happy about this, but the trade war has begun, my friends. Now, this story may not seem like much, but indeed it is a very, very serious situation because a trade war with China is going to affect the stability of the American dollar and it's going to lead to a currency war. China has recently depegged its currency from the dollar and this is going to allow the Chinese yuan to appreciate in value. Does this matter? Yes, it does, because if the yuan goes up in value, it's going to affect the dollar's health. For one thing, China holds a lot of U.S. treasuries, and China has been holding these treasuries for quite some time. But China does not want to hold them anymore. China wants to dump U.S. treasuries. But how can it do it without causing a mass panic with other countries? Well, it's going to occur out of this trade war and out of a currency war. And the rhetoric is becoming more and more heated between America and China about a trade war and a currency war. Now, folks, God revealed to me that this indeed is going to happen. The dollar is going to be abandoned as a world reserve currency. And as this thing plays out, which, by the way, is going to take into 2011 and then into 2012, it'll be a gradual abandonment. It may take 1 or 2 years. But on the other side of that event, the reality of America's demise will be a tombstone with the words, rest in peace. By the way, folks, the New World Order wants a new world reserve currency. And the only way that they are going to have that is for the American dollar to become a third class citizen in the world. And folks, it is coming. But China has to do this systematically without drawing a lot of attention to itself. Now, there could be a trigger event come which will cause China to just start dumping treasuries very quickly. And at some point, their reserves will become acceptable losses. They still have almost $1 trillion in U.S. treasuries. And logic would say that as they are dumping treasury notes, that they will hit a magic number that is acceptable to them. and then it will just be a wash. What could that number be, folks? When they get down to 600 billion in treasuries, I believe they are down to 864 right now, and every month they are dumping them. So what's the magic number? I don't know. But the rest of the world sees this coming. The European Union sees this coming. Japan sees this coming. South American nations see this coming. Asia bloc nations see this coming. They all know that the dollar's days are numbered. And they are talking about it openly now in other countries. But quite predictively, American Zombie News is not reporting on it. And a former advisor to China's central bank, Yu Yongding, said just a few days ago that the U.S. dollar is one step nearer to a crisis as debt levels in the world's largest economy increase. He even said that the present appreciation of the dollar is temporary. He said the devaluation of the currency is inevitable as U.S. debt continues to rise. Folks, this person is a former advisor to China's central bank. This is a smart man that is talking to the leadership of China, telling them that America's debt is terrible. He is telling them that the situation in America is worsening day by day. And he even said that the world is one step closer to a U.S. dollar crisis. And he also told China that he's worried about the safety of its foreign exchange reserves. He's worried that China has invested so much in U.S. treasuries. And then he also said this, folks. China should reduce its holding of U.S. dollar assets and needs to diversify with other currencies of the world. Because if China has so much money invested in the dollar, then China is very vulnerable to suffering of a sharp depreciation from the dollar. Folks, this is reality. No matter how much we pretend and ignore this situation, that dollar in your pocket is eventually going to be worthless. And as I said a few minutes ago, the Holy Spirit of God has revealed and shared that I need to warn everyone that will listen that the future of America is going to have very, very dark, sad, and sorrowful days. Lamentations is going to come to this nation. We are going to see the events written in the book of Lamentations in the Bible happen to America. And folks, I know that that is not a cheerful report. I know that that is not a sugar-coated message. But I do not think there's any other way to be honest and share a warning message other than to just do it. There is no way to sugarcoat what is happening to this country. And as the dollar becomes more and more weak, we are going to see gold become more and more expensive. And just in the last few days, we saw gold go over $1,300. And we are also seeing other precious metals go up in value. Silver is over $21. How high are those metals going to go? Some people are forecasting they are going to go very high. And the rest of the world knows this as well. Central banks in Asia are snatching up gold. China is buying gold. China is telling its citizens to buy gold. South Korea is diversifying into gold. Bangladesh, Nepal. The nations of the world can see the writing on the wall, folks. But how many Americans can do it? Not very many. My friends, we are witnessing history. And some of you have been listening to the voices of the watchmen for many years. And I wonder, have you done everything that you're supposed to be doing? Is your to-do list successfully completed? Or has your success been compromised by an attitude of laziness or unbelief? Folks, we can have all of the excuses that we want, but excuses are not going to help you face the reality that is headed for us right now like a bullet train. So my friends, I ask the question once again. What is reality? What are the rules of reality? Because make no mistake, folks, reality makes up the rules. And reality will follow those rules. And reality laughs at the schemer who thinks that they can ignore reality's rules. As these things continue to arrive across this country, America is going to see a new landscape. The future of America will look different in those paintings. What kinds of things will be in those paintings? Refugees traveling across America. Nomads with nowhere to go. People having dreams of a slice of cake. People dreaming of a soft pillow. People dreaming of a warm shower. People dreaming of a pair of shoes. People dreaming of a warm meal. The nomad, the refugee, wandering through the land of America. And in times past, a lot of homeless people used to be the demographic of society who, in some areas, could not overcome their struggles and their addictions. A lot of times they were alcoholics that could not beat the bottle, or people that were addicted to drugs. But in the future, my friends, the refugees will become just any normal person. They will become people who were not ready to face the future of America. And when these refugees arrive, they're going to have a song. They're going to have a ballad, a soulful mourning in their tale of remembrance. The refugees left their homes. They left their possessions. They had to abandon all their belongings. And their possessions that were once their prizes will become the prize of finders keepers. Perhaps their abandoned treasures will be submerged from a flood, or perhaps they will be burnt from a great fire. The refugees are going to walk with only the shoes on their feet, and they are going to be tired and fatigued. Their minds are going to be full of regret. Their thoughts will be in pain. Their thoughts will not be able to believe the road that is before them. And this road that is before them will be a road that they cannot deny. It will be a road that is real. The refugees will pay a toll at a booth that offers no refunds, because there's no going back to the delayed plans of yesterday. Refugee America, the new travelers with no home and no destination. The refugees, many of them did not prepare. Many of them did not listen. And they had excuses. They had their reasons. Their unbelief filled them with fear, fears that they didn't want to face. But now they are refugees, and their new traveling partner is uncertainty and vexation. The refugees of America, to them the future is unknown. They are weary, they're cold, they're hungry, and they travel by night. They live in tents, they sleep in cars. They are nomads of despair, torn and brokenhearted. Will they find comfort? Well, it depends. They are at the mercy of their reality. They are America's refugees. Folks, the future landscape of America will include people dreaming of regret, wishing for a redo, wishing that they could go back and have a second chance, wishing that they could start all over again, just like a video game. Unfortunately, what is coming is not a video game. It's not a Hollywood movie. It is reality. And reality does not show up at your house because he wants to be your friend. Reality only shows up for one reason. And it's the one reason that most people do not want to deal with. And that reason is because it's the truth. And my friends, aside from the term reality and aside from the term truth, there is another term to describe what we see happening right now and to describe what all of us are facing right now. And that is called judgment. The judgment of God has arrived over the land of America and over the West and over the world. This judgment has been set, and it is not going away. This judgment can now be seen in the headlines. And I know that many people may argue and say, but, you know, you may say that it's judgment, but I just think it's a economic cycle. It's just bad luck for America. We're going to recover. Folks, it is fiscally impossible for us to recover. It cannot happen. There is not enough money for us to recover. All the dominoes are being placed in the correct order right now for the next very heavy lead weight fall. And you do not need to be playing games with this thing right now. This thing is already affecting even the very, very wealthy of America. Rich Hollywood stars have lost large portions of their wealth in the stock market crash. No one is immune from this thing, folks. There's a fire sale going on in America right now, and it's going to be plundered. And you know who's going to do the plundering? Other countries, other nations, foreigners, aliens to this land. They're going to come here and get things for pennies on the dollar while the regular citizens are in soup lines and in bread lines and while they are starving. Nathan, is there any hope in what you're saying? Yes, there is. Your hope is in God only. Your only hope is in His mercy. Your only hope is in His promises. But those promises aren't just handed out to anyone. Those promises are precious. And after the break, we're going to talk about some other things that are coming upon the land. So, folks, don't go away. These things are very important for you to hear. They're very important for you to know about. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Steve Quayle. Don't become a perpetual profit center for the system that's ruining our country. Now, I'm no socialist, but what these large corporations are doing to us and our country is horrific. Pharma Inc., Food Inc., Psychiatry Inc., you name it, folks. It's all about making money no matter what the cost, including poor health for all of us. I mean, how much evidence do you need? From the vaccines they're trying to force us to take to the genetically modified seeds that are ruining not only our food supply, but the small farmer that works to get us safe foods. It is time for all of us to take responsibility here and act to protect us and our family's health. The time is nearer that you will wish you had listened to those of us with the warnings. One of our sponsors, EnterHealth Botanicals, has products that will get you prepared for any tough situation from natural to man-made disaster. Enter food and coconut milk powder, both incredible super nutritional products that will keep you going. It will extend the life of your dried foods immensely. The Berkey water filter is a must-have in any household. Water just doesn't come out of the tap, always, and you can't count on it. Berkeys don't require power, just any kind of water. Their filters and gravity do the rest to clean it up. These guys have great products at EnterHealth, all aimed at getting you to optimal state of health and out of the system. Stay healthy and don't allow the big corporation to clean up on your bad health. Go to survive2thrive.net, that's survive2thrive.net, and click on their banner for special discounts. Give them a call at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Thank you.
Welcome back, folks. Nathan Liao here. My website is watchmanscry.com. Before I continue, I want to thank Steve St. Clair of EnterHealth Botanicals for sponsoring this signal. EnterHealth has many remedies for you that want optimum health. They have energy foods, superfoods, immune boosters, Berkey filters, and even survival packs. So go check them out at survivetothrive.net. That is S-U-R-V-I-V-E. The number 2, THRIVE.net. Or you can call them at 866-762-9238. Again, my friends, before anyone assumes anything, Watchman's Cry and also I, Nathan, do not receive any funds for mentioning the sponsor of this program. I mention them because they graciously pay the bills for this signal. Nathan, if you're not getting paid behind that Steve Quayle microphone, then why are you speaking? Well, let me explain that, folks. Because I have an assignment from God to warn you. You, folks, I'm here because of you. That's right, you. So let's talk about you. I know that everyone likes to talk about themselves, so can we do that for a few minutes, folks? Just to visit that person that looks at you every day in the mirror. I know that this audience spans the globe. But for those of you that happen to be American, let's talk about your American citizenship. I believe that there's a high probability that you may be very patriotic. Most likely you know about the New World Order. In fact, many of you have a PhD in the New World Order. You have been studying this concept for a long time. You know about all of the groups out there wanting power. You know about the Trilateral Commission, the Illuminati, the Rastafarians, the Masons. And you know about Bohemian Grove, you know about Club of Rome, the Bilderbergs, and you know about their Stonehenge, the Georgia Guidestones. You know about the North American Union and that Amero coin that they want to fashion so that you can have it in your pocket. Many of you are aware that they want to depopulate this world, and you know that they're not your friend. And for you knowing all of this information, you get an A. In fact, no. You get an A+. That's very commendable. I give accolades to you. Wow, Nathan, thank you. You're welcome, my friend. But let's not stop there. There are many of you that have been vigilant and you think about how to get ready and bug out, how to sustain yourself out there in the wilderness. You know how to live off the land. You know those berries that you can eat. You know about the grasses that can fill your stomach. You have emergency essentials, you have dried food, and you're planning to get more. You're planning to get more supplies.
You're saving up for that generator. You've bought gold, and some of you have hunting gear, bullets, and fishing gear. And for that, I give you an A+. That is also very commendable.
Wow, Nathan, thank you. No one's told me that lately. They all say I'm crazy.
Well, I'm not going to say that you're crazy. I'm giving you an A today. Now there, aren't you glad you tuned in today? I'm giving you a pat on the back. So let's not stop there, my friend. Let's continue. Most of you would say that you're a proud patriot. You would defend the borders. You send letters to the representatives and let them know what you're thinking. You're a bum and I'm going to vote you out. You let them know, don't you? And many of you love this country so much that you would gladly spill your blood for the preservation of the flag and the Constitution. Many of you assemble peacefully and you let your voice be heard. And for that, I also give you an A. No, I give you an A+, because you were willing to give your life. So that deserves an A+. I'm proud to know you.
Wow, Nathan, 3 A's in a row. I'm doing good.
Yes, you are. Isn't this fun, folks? Talking about your accomplishments and your passions. So, may we continue?
Sure, Nathan, let's continue.
Okay. By the way, so far, these are assets that I'm mentioning that any valued American should have. And I appreciate the fortitude that it takes to accomplish your citizenship to this level. You're awake. You're a citizen soldier. You're a red-blooded American. But we're not finished, my friend. When many of you go to those patriotic meetings, how many of you can remember the speeches that they give at those meetings? Some of you have given them yourself. And most of the time, those speeches end with that phrase. And you know what it is, folks. God bless America. And the people clap when they hear that, and they cheer, and they whistle. And then the assembly is over, and the people walk away, and they go back home. So, by the use of those words, we can assume that faith in God is part of a patriot's package. Could we not, my friends? Faith in God must be in the war chest of a patriot. It's expected. Patriots say, we're a Christian nation. And to say otherwise, well, them's fattin' words. Patriotic Americans are grieved to see the Islamic growth taking place in America. Why? Because to all patriots, this is a Christian nation. So now let's talk about this. The Christianity of patriotism. Can we do that, folks? As I share what I'm about to share, please hear my heart. Because, folks, there is a difference between the Christianity in your head and the Christianity of your heart. Those are two different things, folks. By the way, as I speak, my friend, we're still talking about you. Because people like to talk about themselves. So, please think about my words and please understand that I'm not talking about somebody else listening to this program right now. I'm talking to you. Now, many good-natured, well-intentioned American patriots, if cornered and asked an honest question, would have to face an unfortunate truth.
What do you mean, Nathan?
Well, let me ask you the question, and you'll see what I mean. And here's the question. When it comes to you and God, could you be doing better? Could you, my friend? Could you be trying harder spiritually with God? Now, my friends, I ask all of you that question. I'm asking it to the person that you look at in the mirror.
Why are you asking me that, Nathan?
Well, my friend, I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable. But when we began this program, I said that we are going to talk about reality. The full package of reality. And reality has a few brothers. Do you remember I said that? And some of the brothers of reality are spiritual reality. And the full package must include the spiritual. And you know, folks, I have heard many, many radio shows on the internet. I hear many alternative media, patriotic type shows on the internet. And many of you do as well. And I've noticed that many of these alternative media shows that care about the Constitution and that know about 9/11 truth and about what's going on, seem to frequently throw a line into their rhetoric. They seem to throw it in when they're talking. What line is that? It's the phrase,
Well, we all need to get ready spiritually and also prepare for what's coming in other matters. But when they say those words, we need to get ready spiritually, it usually does not go any further than that. It doesn't go further than that statement. Now, I'm sure there's several reasons for that. Maybe the host doesn't have his or her spiritual life in order. Perhaps they're just saying it because it's cliche. Perhaps it's because the host or the people talking don't understand the elements of spirituality. They don't understand what it takes. And for that very reason, folks, I am talking about it. I have to talk about it. I must talk about it. Now, those of you out there with hearts full of unbelief and self-confidence, I cannot force you to consider these words that I'm talking about right now. But if spiritual reality is not a part of your makeup and your existence and your life, please know this. In the coming days, there is a good chance that you will be thinking about the spiritual aspect of your life. But unfortunately, by the time that happens, for some of you, it may be too late by then. Also, if a person starts thinking about their spiritual reality in the future, after the events really get going, I expect many people to be existing with overwhelming regret. Now, in a previous program, I shared about the spiritual aspect of our lives. I shared on a previous show that processing the future requires a very, very broad perspective. And if you are going to be facing reality and the things that are coming, you need to be able to process the things that are coming and include the spiritual dimension in your processing. Because if you only look at the dimension in the natural, you're going to stay blind, my friend, to the real truth. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. 9/11 truth. Now, for the people that focus on 9/11 truth, what they are doing is learning about all of the players. They are learning about the events. They are learning about the unanswered questions. They are learning about the rogue elements that possibly had a role in this. They speculate about who was involved. They speculate about the New World Order. And they are studying the bankers, the kings, and the queens of this world that had a role in this thing. And by the way, we all know that there are unanswered questions about 9/11. It's too obvious. It's in front of our face. Yes, 9/11 was an inside job. Yes, rogue elements had a part in that. Rogue elements inside the administration had a part in that. But folks, to stop there and just to examine the other humans involved in this thing is not the whole story. And here's why. Because we need to ask the question, why are they doing it? Because they had evil hearts, Nathan. Yes, I know that. But why did they do it? You see, folks, was that event in the vacuum of God's will and sovereignty? Was it in the vacuum of His plans? Was it part of God's prophetic plan for this world? Did God know about it? Did God actually allow it? Because it is one of the links to a developing story as we speak. If it is a part of the developing story, then was it destiny? Was it predetermined? You see, folks, if we just look at the players on earth from a lateral perspective and we do not pull back and look at the big picture from the spiritual point of view, we are not going to see the big picture. And if we don't see the big picture, we may be putting our efforts in the wrong category. We may be using our energy in one area when actually it should be used in a different area.
So my friends, learning about all of the conspiracy quote-unquote theories that are in this world is not an entirely wasted time. In fact, for most people that are awake right now and that are very, very awake, for most people that have been striving to get close to God and that consider themselves a part of the remnant and that are awake would testify that waking up about 9/11 truth and being exposed to all of the evil in this world played a large, large part in their waking up. I myself can even say that. This journey has gone through many dark rabbit holes to see that great evil is loose upon this land. And I know that many people concentrate hundreds and hundreds of hours of study to learn about all of these things. Many of you have huge investments of time and of books and DVDs, listening to radio programs, learning about the New World Order. You have a PhD in the New World Order. But unfortunately, many of you have stopped at that level. And to just view the present circumstance of this world through the eyes of a human from the ground, from a lateral perspective, will not allow us to see the bigger picture. Because, my friends, there is a bigger picture, a much, much bigger picture of what is going on right now. And the only way to see this picture is to look at it through spiritual goggles, through the lenses of biblical truth and the scriptures and Bible prophecy. We must view the entire earth as a globe floating in space from God's point of view. Because when God looks at this earth, that's how He sees it. He sees it from heaven. And when God looks at this earth, He sees stains in different kingdoms. And He sees empires that once began with His heritage failing in that regard. He sees nations crumbling in immorality. He sees kingdoms that have turned their back on Him. And God has always maintained and established the biblical rule and statute and law that when a nation forgets Him, He pulls back His blessing from that nation. My ministry, my voice, my passion is to tell the world that we need to look at our present predicament through the lenses of God. Because when we do that, we can see very plainly the ills, the stains, the stench, and the rotting of a once tall moral nation. The fibers of moral strength have been torn from America. And now judgment is happening to America. America has filled the cup of iniquity. And now America is going to pay and drink from that cup. So my friends, when God judges a country, He raises up enemies. He raises up tyrants. He raises up oppressors to punish His people so that they will turn their hearts and come back to Him. So right now, what we see happening in America is not just rogue elements and evil elite and bankers that want to just get wealthy and rich and enslave everyone. No, my friends, those individuals are marionettes. God is allowing them to bring about this evil New World Order. And if that is what we see happening right now, then holding up a sign at a vigil is not going to change the outcome of America. So God is raising up new voices to sound the alarms and tell people that the only hope for this country and the only hope for any man, any citizen, any patriot, the only hope is for you to repent and find a relationship with Jesus, the Creator of the world. Not through lip service, but through actual heart change. So my friends, yes, it is great to be awake, and it is great to know about the New World Order and 9/11 truth. But to stop there is stopping short of the big picture. And if there is a way that I could illustrate the education levels that every one of us need to go through, I would say 9/11 truth was probably level one. It's the wake-up call. And then there's level 2, 3, and 4 where you start learning about the New World Order. Level 5 and 6, you start learning about the players, the Masons, the Illuminati. 7 and 8, 9, you start learning about the Satanism and the pagans and the witches, the New Age, the New World Order, all of those players. But then you get to level 10. And by level 10, congratulations. You have a trophy. You get your certificate. You know about the New World Order. But there are another 10, another 20 levels that you must now begin walking through. And those levels have to do with the spiritual. Those levels have to do with your understanding of Bible prophecy, your understanding of the sovereignty of God and His role in all these events. Folks, God is sovereign. God knows what is happening right now in this world. God is orchestrating some events that are coming. God is allowing this judgment. He has declared this judgment to be mandated because of all of our hearts that have grown cold and away from Him. And if you are a 9/11 truther, but your heart is cold toward God, then you are also guilty of this judgment that is coming. Folks, I can't sugarcoat this, and I'm not going to whitewash it. The problem with America is a spiritual problem. The problem with America is that it has left and forgotten their God. And every one of you that love listening to quote-unquote conspiracy theory radio need to make a new commitment to God. It has to happen, my friends. I have spent many, many hours on my knees in sessions with our God. And I have asked Him, God, can you turn this thing that's coming to America? And God has made it very clear what I'm supposed to share with you. And that is this. Tell them that they will find mercy only on an individual basis. That's it, folks. God's not going to stop the judgment because bullhorns are being shouted at the elite. That's not going to stop the judgment. And folks, if you don't agree with what I'm saying, just go to the book of Jeremiah and read it. Jeremiah was told, tell the people, God said, tell the people I have raised up Nebuchadnezzar as my instrument, as my hammer to judge Israel, to punish them. So Jeremiah went and told the people that, and they didn't receive it. And that is the same thing that is happening now. These rogue elements that we all know about are going to play a role in the hammer of God. After God has finished using them, then God is going to judge them because they are vessels of dishonor. They do not love Him. They are evil, but God is still using them. So my friend, please find the shelter of God with repentance. And when I say repentance, I don't mean a 1 second prayer. I don't mean that little sinner's prayer, 5 second proclamation that so many people rely on. I'm talking about repentance, folks. I'm talking about going into your prayer closet and shutting your door and taking care of the things in your life that you have been holding on to, that you know good and well you should not have in your life. Those things that you're holding on to, folks, they will cause a hole in your Psalms 91 bubble. They will, folks. You have secret idolatry. You have secret passion. You have secret lies. You have closets that you think no one knows about, and then you believe that God's going to protect you when these events really start pouring forth? No, God is not going to protect you. You will have holes. You will have breaches in your wall, my friend. Your fortress wall will tilt. The mortar in your walls will be brittle. And the only way for you to make them strong is for you to find a relationship with your God. The Bible says, he that endures to the end will be saved. Now, endurance comes from several traits. It comes from spiritual fitness. It comes from spiritual understanding. It comes from knowledge of your spiritual weapons, how to use them, knowing your limits. It comes from realizing your role, and it comes from fulfilling your role and your spiritual destiny. And my friend, to do this takes something that most patriots ignore, and that is this: spiritual boot camp. Spiritual redemption. The book of Daniel says that they that know their God will do exploits. Key word, my friend, they that know their God. And I've seen it too many times. Most people who say, I'm a Christian and I know God, are really fooling themselves. Well, there he goes again, talking about Jesus on that Steve Quayle show. Let me tell you something. I would rather be talking about Jesus than talking trash. There is a difference in the benefits in knowing Jesus and in not knowing Him. And when I say knowing Him, this means you can hear Him talking to you inside of you because He lives inside of you. There are benefits. Now, let me give you an example of a benefit of knowing God. Let's take Patriot A and Patriot B. Patriot A is typical. He says he's a Christian, but it's really only lip service. And he can't hear God's voice. And then you have Patriot B, who loves God and his country, and he can hear God's voice. He knows God. He has a relationship with God. And on a future Monday morning, Patriot A hears a dog barking outside of his house. So he gets his gun, and he walks to the front door, and he opens it, and there are the stormtroopers. The stormtroopers are outside of his house, and they're attacking him. And you know what, folks? He was brave. He was valiant. He went out in a blaze of glory, and he showed them, and his buddies would be proud of him. They would fly a flag in his honor, and they would tell stories about him. Then we have Patriot B, the Christian, same Monday morning. And on this Monday morning, the stormtroopers arrive at his house. They bang on the door, and they start to attack his house. But guess what? He's not there. He's gone. Why? Because he left 2 days ago. Why did he do that? Because he could hear God's voice. And God warned him. God told him, they're coming. Take your family and bug out. And just like Lot, Patriot B had advance warning. And he escaped. And he was able to flee and save his family. Knowing Jesus has benefits, my friends. When I talk to him on my knees in prayer, he shares things. And he has revealed many things that are coming. And folks, this is what I need to tell you. Very dark days
are approaching this world. Just last night, I was praying to God again, and He revealed to me and talked more about this great darkness. Now, I have shared about this darkness in the past. I have talked about the black tornadoes that are coming, but I wanted to share with you what the Holy Spirit showed me yesterday. And folks, here's what it is. A dark shroud, great darkness, a cloud, peril, it's coming. It's going to be eventful. It's going to be reported. Now, why is that happening? I have also shared that as well. It's because the land of America has been measured and the wages of America's deeds have come due. So America must now pay. From the lowest people to the mighty, it's going to be felt by all. Folks, this whirlwind is approaching and many people are going to be caught wanting, unready, and also unprepared. Because unfortunately, many people, even though they say they're a patriot and they're a Christian, they still have unbelief in their hearts. They still have idolatry. They still have self-confidence and fortresses that they have built around themselves. And here's the sad conclusion of the matter, folks. Only a minute, tiny remnant is going to endure. Only those that are prepared in their hearts are going to endure. Not those that have lip service. Not those that just say the words, God bless America, because they sound good. No, it's those that are prepared in advance. That's reality, my friends. Now, a few days ago, I released my new sermon, and it's on my website at watchmanscry.com. And this message was for all of you. This message was for every person that is struggling to get closer to God. It's for every person that wants to return to God, but they're having a problem doing it. It's for the people that try to pray and talk to God, but perhaps the heavens are brass and they just can't make a breakthrough. Folks, I invite you, please go to my website and listen to that sermon. It's message number 157, and it's called Drifters in the Land, Highways and Hedges. Please go and listen to that. And then please share that with every loved one that you have that needs to discover God. That message was very anointed, and I believe that it's going to help a lot of people to rediscover a relationship with God. There are many events coming, my friends. There's no time to waste. Folks, seek God as your remedy. Well, I'm out of time now. Again, go to my website at watchmanscry.com. Listen to message 157. And then write me and tell me what the message did for you. I'm praying for you, folks. Have a good weekend. God bless you. Bye-bye.